The Gemara here on Daf Samach Zayin Omer Aleph, which is a further analysis and elaboration of the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua as recorded in the Mishnah. And what we do know is that according to Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, in the case of an Ola Sa'of that was brought Lamata instead of Lamala, like a Mice of Chatos, that it was brought L'Shem Chatos, then there's no Me'ila. And Rabbi Eliezer insists that there still is Me'ila. Now, the Gemara is going to pick up a Brisa here that's going to, in a sense, take this machlok shin Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in a particular direction. Let's just mention that from the Mishnah, what we were able to understand in the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua is that a karbon, when there was a shinui in both the shame, in other words, he had in mind this ol l'shem chatos, and the maisav, because instead of bringing the dam lamata, lamala, as an ola should have been, he brought it lamata, is ein bo me'ila klal. And this is something that's appropriate for ola sa'of, when he made it into a chata sa'of. And in this case, since a chatos ha'of has no me'ila, because anything that's not burnt on the mizbeach is mutter, and therefore chatos ha'of is the only carbon that doesn't have me'ila, when therefore he was Mashan in the Ola Sa'of and made it into a Chata Sa'of, at least from Rabbi Yeshua's perspective, he was Mafkia Me'ila. There's another way of interpreting Rabbi Yeshua, and it's Halach and Hilchas Me'ila, and that is to say that a Karbon is Nimshach, and we'll explain what that means later, to have the same dinim as the one that he was Mishana for. And therefore, in the case of Olas Oaf that was brought as an Olas Chatos, it loses its din Me'ila. The carbon is Yotzim de Me'ila, and that might take place at the point of Matan Domim, because Chatos is Yotzeis Midei Me'ila at the point of Matan Domim. However, we could interpret Rabbi Yeshua in a different light and say that Rabbi Yeshua is saying that there were many Shinuyim here. Ribui Shiurim. He had the wrong Zrika, in the sense that he changed the Makom from Lamala to Lamata. He had the wrong Kavana L'Shem Chatos instead of L'Shem Ola. He also might have did on Malika on one Simon instead of on both Simon, and there are many different Shinuyim here, and therefore it has, according to Rabbi Yeshua, this Ola Sa'of, the status of Kodshim Shemesu, and the principle is that Kodshim Shemesu Yotzu Midei Me'ila. It's as if there was no Akrav at all, and it's not Shaykh to Me'ila. We're going to see here, developing in our sugya today on Samach Zayin, that the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua is not because of a din of me'ila, or it's not exclusively a me'ila din, but it's because of a din called hamshacha, which means that the karmon changes its whole identity and becomes a chatas. Now, this brisa that we're about to learn is quoted in the Tosefta, in this, the seventh parak of Zvachim, and there's a whole Masa Matan between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua that's recorded here in this brayse. It's not identical with the masa matna we saw in our Mishnah, but maybe in a sense it's an elaboration of what we have in our Mishnah. The reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua, as we said before, is because there are so many shinuyim that causes the carbon to be considered like a mess, what we call a kodshim shemesu, and the din is that kodshim shemesu yotzim idei me'ila. So it's not like a din of a psul in hakrava, but rather it's misa, and therefore there's no me'ila. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer l'Rabbi Yeshua. Asham. Now, it doesn't have to be an asham. It could have been a chatas. But in any event, this is Rabbi Eliezer l'shitoso, that asham shalo l'shmo is posel, back in the first Mishnah in Zvachim. Shachto betzafon l'shem shlomim. So here there was a double problem, because... Well, actually, the tzafon part is okay, I shouldn't say, but the l'shem shlomim is a problem. That's a shinui kodesh. Yochiach. This is going to prove the status or the law that applies to an olas ha'of, which was done lamata like a chatos, and it was done l'shem chatos, if there's the milah, is there not milah. And why is this analogy appropriate? And the answer is, Sheshina Eshmo, even though he changed the name of the carbon from Asham to Shlomim, he had in mind at the time of the Shechita L'shem Shlomim on this Asham, is Moalimbo. There still is Me'ila up until the point of Zrika Saddam. After Zrika Saddam, there's no Me'ila because it's Hotel Kohanim. That's how Rashi learns it here. In other words, Rashi clearly understood that when Rabbi Eliezer understood Rabbi Yeshua as saying that Shinui is Gorem, that it's Yotzami de Me'ila, that applies even before Matan Domim. And after Matan Domim, with a Hutar Abasa Lekohanim, again, we have to see about that in the case of an Ola, but then there's no Me'ila. So in any event, Rabbi Eliezer waves the flag here of an Asham L'shem Shlomim, which still is subject to Me'ila, again up until Zrika, and that should be equivalent to the case of Ola Sa'of. Sha'af al pisha shina shma, even though the name was changed, and the af ata al tisma al ha'ola, in the case of Ola Sa'of, she'af al pi sheshina shma, and it was brought l'shem chatos, and he did a maisa v'chatos, which is lamata, and it became posel as a result, she'yimaluba, there still should be me'ilach. So the shinui should not generate a hafkas me'ila. We won't say that because he was mishana shma, is that's motzi midei me'ila. Because in the case of Asham, where he was motzi l'shma l'shem shlomim, nevertheless, there still is me'ila up until Zrika Saddam. So that Rabbi Eliezer understands Rabbi Yeshua, that shinui is gorem to be motzi midei me'ila. However, as we pointed out earlier, that shinui has to be for something that ain't bo mishum me'ila. And that was the case of chatas, where he had a machshav of ola l'shem chatas. So too, in the case of asham, and now we're talking before zrika, and he was choshev ola l'shem shlomim, there's no me'ila in shlomim, insofar as that shlomim is kodshim kalim, meaning it's not Momen Hegdish, it's Momen Bailim. And therefore the din of Asham, logically, according to Rabbi Yeshua, should have been the same din as the case of Ola L'Shem Chatos, Ola L'Shem Shlomim, should also be a shinui Hashem, that would be mafkia, it would remove me'ila. In the case of Ol Hashem Chatos, up until Zrika, there is me'ila for both of them, so the discussion here should be about Li'achar Zrika, there shouldn't be me'ila in the Ola. And that's the din in the case of Osham. So I'm just mentioning, and this is what Tosus is telling on, there's a certain paradox here, because in the case of Ol Shem Chatos, where there is Me'ila until the Zrika, we're trying to suggest that Ol Shem Chatos is Mafkia, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Me'ila even before the Zrika. That's not parallel to the case of Oshon L'Shem Shlomim, where even before the Zrika, the L'Shem Shlomim is Mafkia Me'ila, because there's no Me'ila in Shlomim, whether it's before the Zrika, after the Zrika, that's irrelevant. So that's something that has to be thought out. In any event, we want to point out that Rabbi Eliezer understood in Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that a Shini Hashem is Gorem, that there's no Me'ila in the carbon. Therefore he asks from the Shini Hashem in the case of Osham L'Shem Shlomim. Later on in the Brisa, as we go on, Rabbi Yeshua is going to answer that he requires a double Shinui, not just the Shini Hashem, but also a Shinui in the Makom, and the Shinui in the Maisa. Omalo Rabbi Yeshua, lo imamar to be Osham. She'im Shina Eshmo lo Shinas Makomo. In other words, in the case of Osham, he went ahead and he shechted it in the Tzafon, which is Kedino. He only changed the Shem, because he had in mind L'Shem Shlomim. Is Tomer Biola, in the case of Ola Sa'of, She'asasa Lemata, Kemaisa Chatos Hashem Chatos, V'Shina Eshma V'Shinas Makoma. He was Mishana even the Makom of the Zrika Saddam. That's not equivalent to the case of Osham. That's when, says Rabbi Shua, when do I hold that the Shinui is going to be Mafkia Me'ila? That's only if there was a double Shinui. There was not only a Shinui in Shem, but there was also a Shinui in Makom. That has nothing to do with the case of Osham L'Shem Shlomim, where he shechted a B'Tzafon, Omelo Rebbe Lazar, Osham Sheshachto B'Dorom L'Shem Shlomim. What if I double it up? And there was a double Shinui. There was not only a Shinui in the Shem, because he had in mind L'Shem Shlomim, but he also had a Shinui in the Makom, because he shechted in the Dorom. And the carbon is Pasul, and Yochiach. And this will be a proof for the case of Ola Sa'of, Shasol Amat, L'Shem Chatos, Sharei, Shina Shmo, V'Shinas Mekomo. In this case of Osham L'Shlom B'Dorom, he had a double Shina, and nevertheless, Mo'olim Bo, there is Me'ila up until the Zrika Saddam. Is Af Ata Al Tismal Ola, meaning Ola Sa'of, Sha'af Al Pisha Shina Shmom, he had in mind L'Shem Chatz V'Shinas Mekoma. He did the Avodas Adam L'Mala instead of L'Mata. I'm sorry, L'Mata instead of L'Mala. Is Molimba. The Me'ila still remains. The Shinui is not going to be Mafkia Me'ila. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, lo. Still no proof. Your analogy is still inaccurate. Why? Imamar to be Osham. Sheshina Shmo Vishinas Mekoma Veloshinas Masav. But as far as the Asiyas HaKarbon is concerned, he did the Mice of Osham. Is Tomar Biola in the case of Ola Sa'of, where number one, he did it Lamata, and therefore he changed the Mice, and he did it like a Mice of Chatos. Not only that, he changed Let's go over this again. Tomar Biola, that number one, the Ola Sofi did Lamata, Kemaisa Chatos L'Shem Chatos, oh, Sheshina Shma, right, he had mine L'Shem Chatos. Number two, Shina Maseha, He did it like a Maisa Chatus Rashinas Makom because he did a Lamata. Maisa Chatus here, I think, as we'll soon see, means that he shechted, that he did Malika on one of the two Simonim and not on both. Is that's not equivalent to the game of Osham, even if he shechted the Osham in Dorom L'shem Shlomim, that only has a double Shinu, but not a Shini in the Maisa. So just to summarize this price, Rabbi Yeshua holds that he has to have a Shinui A in Shmo, B in Makomo, which is the case of Lamata instead of Lamala, Umaisav, which we said in the Malika itself, and then it's Yotzi Midei Me'ila. So again, it would seem from this Brisa that the Yisod of Rabbi Yeshua is that when you have all these Shinuyim, that's Goreim, that the Karmen is considered Kemes. And as we said before, Kachim Shemesu Yotzimidei Me'ila. The other approach would be to say that since he had all the Shinuyim that made it similar to a Chatos, the Ola takes on the din of a Chatos, and the Chatos doesn't lend itself to Me'ila, and therefore this Ola, insofar as it's like a Chatos, is stripped of the din of Me'ila. Okay, now the Gemara analyzes this price. Amar Rava, v'nemolei, why couldn't Rabbi Lezer say to Rabbi Yeshua, Osham sheshchato badorom l'shem shlomim v'shinu bailim yochiach? What happens if we add another shinui, another element of shinui into the equation? And that's called shini bailim. So number one, shini hashmo miyosham l'shlom. Number two, shini smekoma because he shechted the dorm. Number two, shini maisav because he didn't shecht it for l'shem bailim, but rather l'shem sama acher, somebody else. And nevertheless, it's not yotzim de me'ila. And derived from this analogy to the case of olas ha'ov shasalamata kemaisa chatos l'shem chatos, that it shouldn't be mafkia me'ila. Now again, just for the basics, a carbon has to be shechted l'shem bailav for the person who is going to achieve the kapara through the carbon. And if a carbon was shechted shelo l'shem bailav, but rather the same something else, then it's lo olo l'bailav l'shem chova. In the cases of chatos and pesach, the carbon is posel l'gamre. And basically, shini bailim, Rashi points out, is considered like shini maisa. Again, this is not absolutely clear because Shini Bailim is not exactly like Shini Maisa because Shini Bailim doesn't passel only Bezrika but not Beshchita. However, let's say that we're talking about a case where he shechted it Almanas Lizrog Domo B'Shini Bailim for the sake of someone else. In that case, the Shini Bailim passels even in the Shechita and not only in the Zrika. Again, I don't know if that's a Psul in the Shechita or Psul in the Zrika. You have to know the Sugya Mechashmi Avodah Lavoda. And Rava says me to lo amalei hachi from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer didn't come back and ask this question of Rabbi Yeshua Shmamino, we should derive that nachis Rabbi Eliezer l'taymi to Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Eliezer understood nachis means yarad literally, he understood that the explanation, the underlying reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua is that which was formulated the principle of Rabbi Ado Bar Ava. The Omer Rabbi Ado Bar Ava, Omer Hoy Rabbi Yeshua, Olas Ha'of, Shasol Lamata, B'maisa Chatos Hashem Chatos, Kevin Shemolok Bar Simon Echad, Nimsheches V'Nases Chatos Ha'of. And what we understand here about Rav Ado Bar Ava is that you could actually transform the carbon from being an Ola Sa'ov to being a Chata Sa'ov if the following conditions are met. Number one, there was a Shini Mokom and he did the Hazos Adam Lamata like a Chatos. Number two, he did a Maisa Chatos L'Shem Chatos and he did the Malika of one Simon, which is the way that you do Malika in a Chatasof as opposed to an Olasof, which requires Malika of Shnei Simonim to sever the head of the bird from the body of the bird, is as a result, and this is how Rav Ada understands Rav Yeshua, Nimsheches V'Nases, there's some process here called Hamshacha. And as a result of this Hamshacha, Nases, the Ola becomes a Chatas Of instead of an Ola Sof, Mamish. And what this means is that there are two simonim in an oaf, of course, a konan of veshet, and when you shech them, let's say in the case of chulin, or malika in the case of kodshim, then it becomes muta lachil in the case of chulin, or lakrov in the case of kodshim, and the shechita of behem also requires two simonim, shechita sa'of, in the case of malika, is different in Ola than in Chatos. In Chatos, you need only Siman Echad for the Malika to be valid. In Ola, you need a Malika of two Siman. He went ahead here in this Ola and he did Malika of one Siman, and that effectuates a change in the carbon itself, which is called Hamshacha. Now in the note here, the Meshech Chachma, Remer Simcha, in Vayikra Hei is offering a source for this din of Hamshacha, which means that the Ola Sof becomes a Chatas Sof. And again, at this point in the Sugya, the Gemara understands that it's a Chatas Kshero Gemura. And the source in Vayikra Hey is from the pasuk Vesasheni Yasa Ola Kimishpat, and we're talking about a korban Ola V'yore that's brought Pedalus, which is Shtei Torah Mishnei B'nei Yona, one of which is an Ola, the other is a Chatos. For example, in the case of Yoledes, the Torah says also, or a Zava, and these psukim are referring to a kinim, which means a pair of two birds, one of which is designated for chatos and the other for an ola, in the case of a carbon ola v'yorin. And then at the end of this parsha, it says, Ves Hasheni Yasa Ola Kimishpat. And it seems like the Asiya makes it into an Ola. What does that mean, the Asiya makes it into an Ola? Lechora, it was designated as an Ola at the time of Lekicha. And the answer is that the Pasuk is coming to teach me that if it was Kimishpat, and he did the Asiya Kemishpat, then it's Olav. Im Eino Kemishpat, then is Amshacha, and the Nimshacha Olav and Aseis Chatos. That's Rabbi Simcha. But that's what Rava wants to say, that apparently the way Rabbi Eliezer understood Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yeshua's Psak and Hafkos Me'ilah, in this case, of the Ola that was the Ola Sof that was brought as an Ola, as a Chatas Sof, is that it takes on the status through Amshacha of a Chatas Sof, and Memela there's no Meila. So the Gemara right away asks, Ihachi, if the explanation of Rabbi Yeshua is because Ola Sof, which was done Lamata, Kemaisa Chatas Shem Chatas, turns into a chatos, as a result of the fact that he did a malika of one simon, is then, why don't we switch it around, and the same principle should apply in the reverse as well. Namely, that chatos ha'ov, nami shasola mala, kemaisa ola, and he did it l'shem ola, then it shouldn't be possible, but rather, mechi molik ba simon echad ti moshech v'tehevi ola sof. Why can't the chatas sof transform through a metamorphosis into an ola sof through this process of hamshacha? Now, again, keep in mind, and I forgot to mention this earlier, that there's no din of hamshacha in a carbon asham. You can't say within the asham that was brought as a shlomim becomes a shlomim. And really, in truth, the concept of hamshacha only applies in this one specific case of an olas ha'of that turns into a chatas. And this we'll see clearly from Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is coming around the bend in just a few minutes. But again, just to review the Gemara's kasha now, we never found that a chatas ha'of could become an olas ha'of. And faket, we've always assumed as a dover pasha that a chatas ha'of, if it was brought in every sense like an ola, is possible. Why is it possible? Why can't it be through amshacha and ola sa'of? Now again, this question of the Gemara probably is predicated on the havamin of the sugya, which Gemara is going to backtrack on later, that through amshacha the carbon itself is kosher. If we assume that the carbon itself is possible, and this whole din of Amshach is only relevant to Me'ilah, to be Motzimidei Me'ilah, by making the Ola, quote-unquote, into a Chatas, Yomafkir Me'ilah, but the carbon itself remains possible, then the Gemara's Kash is really not a Kasha. So apparently, as Rashi says here, Dibra Maskel Timoshech, the Gemara now at this point holds that the carbon on Nimshach is a carbon kosher legamre. And therefore, if a chatas is Nimsheches Lios Ola, the carbon is kosher, we're makdir it on the Mizbeach, and the Bailam could be Yotzi Yidei Chova if they're chayiv in a carbon chatas. And that's the Gemara's kasha. This we don't find. We say that the carbon is possible. Why not apply the principle of Hamshacha? Now the Mishnah itself, back on Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, says that a chatas hasola ma'ilo kemaisa ola shem ola psula. According to the logic of Rav Adbar Ava, it should be kshera, unless you assume that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, Rav Adbar Ava is only explaining Rabbi Yeshua. The chitema hachinami, and if you'll tell me enochinami, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, you could apply Hamshach in the other direction too. And the Chatas Ha'of can become an Ola. Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Bina Kachi Atza Shala Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah has a definite order to it. The Gemara understands that definite order. My love, what it really means is Kachi Atza Visulo. Take the Mishnah literally, and the machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah is an ola shasola mata kemaisa chatos shem chatos, but nothing more than that. They never argued about a chatos shasola maila kemaisa ola shem ola. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan had in mind, but rather he had in mind kach hatsa shal kula Mishnah. In other words, just like they argued in the case of an ola Shasolamato Kemaisa Chatas Hashem Chatas, so too they argued in a case of Chatas Shasolamalo Kemaisa Ol Shem Ola. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua would say, even in this case, we're going to apply the principle of Hamshacha, and the carbon becomes like the one to which Kemosa saw, and therefore the Ola becomes Kshera here, if it was Nase's Ola, and the Mishnah would say the same thing in both directions. And now the Gemara is going to present the Shita of Rav Ashi, who's going to argue against this interpretation of Rabbi Yeshua, which allows you to go both from Ola to Chatas and from Chatas to Ola. But just 1 minute, before we go on to Rav Ashi, I just wanted to point out, based on one of these notes here, that when the Gemara asks the question of Hamshacha from a Chatas Ha'of to an Olas Ha'of, it could have asked that the din of Hamshacha should apply to other Karbanos. But the answer is that this din of Hamshacha only applies to Karbanos Ha'of. They have a special status of a ken, of Shnei Ofos, that can be bought b'stama, which means at the time of the establishment of the ken of these two birds, it wasn't designated which one would be an ola, which one would be a chatas, and on the contrary, it's the Kohen, when he does the avodah b'asiyoso, he's koveh the shame of the ola. And if the Kohen, in fact, is koveh, in a case of stoma, which bird is for which, so too a shidi b'karban could also generate amshacha, that it could take on the identity of the karban she'el of nishtana. Because again, there's this sort of generic, what we call stoma, of lekichas haken without specifying, that means each bird potentially could be the ola l'shlamim, I'm sorry, the ola l'chatas, and now we can have a din of amshacha where it could switch its identity based on the avoda sakohen. So when the kohen in his avoda does an avoda of X, then that's what it's going to be. So this is a very unique case. Hamshacha is a very unique principle that applies to Karbanos Ha'of, which are always two, one for an ola and one for a chatas. In other Karbanos, for example, of Behema, so it's not just, you know, two Karbanos, it's either an ola or a chatas. In Behemas, there are many, many different candidate Karbanos. But now we want to study the Shita of Rav Ashi. And again, keep in mind that when the Gemara presented this question that Chatas Ha'of could become an Ola, it said Ki Molik Ba Siman Echad. And we're going about to understand that since Balikas Chatas Ha'of is B'Siman Echad, that's going to somehow play a major role over here in converting this Chatas Ha'of into an Ola. The fact that he did a Malika on one Simon, that somehow is going to be Goreim, this din of Hamshacha. And there's something paradoxical here, because he's talking about a Chatas Ha'of, and the fact that he does Malika on one Simon, that should be all the reason to set it up and transform it through Hamshacha to an Ola Sa'of. Why is that so? So you get the impression that at least in the Gemara's Kasha, and the Gemara actually accepts this logic, that the Chatas Ha'of through Hamshacha becomes an Ola Sa'of because of the Machsheves Ola. Rav Ashi Omer Bishlema Ola Sa'of Asola Mata Kemaisa Chatos Hashem Chatos. Then you can apply the Hamshach and it becomes a Chatos Ha'of. Why? Kevan Daha, this Chatos Ha'of Hechshera, the Maisa that's Machshir, is Malika B'Simon Echad. So you started with a Chatos, you started with an Ola Sa'of, and now you did everything like a Chatas Ha'of. And the Hechsher of a Chatas Ha'of is B'Siman Echad. Whereas Ola Sa'of, Aha, Hechshera B'Malika Shnei Simon. The Ola Sa'of Lamata Lesa, the Malika Lamata, in the case of an Ola Sa'of, is a Poseles. Is kevan de molek ba siman echad lemata, and here's the punchline of Rav Ashi's logic: is adayin lo chalale shem psul olasaof. Again, he did the Malika of the first Sima Lamata. That itself is enough to passel the Karban, but nevertheless, the Chaloshe Psul Karban is not Chal until he completes the Avoda, and that's only after Shnei Simonet. So what we're able to do is we're able to sort of stop the process mid-air, and before the Psul of the Ola, we could already pull off the Hamshacha process. In other words, Rav Ashi's operating with the following mechanics. That first, what happens first is you have to do the Hamshacha L'chatos before the Chalos Psul Ola. That's the way Hamshacha could work. And we can set up that process in the case of Ola Sa'ov Shasaw Kechatos, because once he did the Malika of the first Simon, you could already pull off the Hamshacha before the Chalos Psul of a Malika of an Ov, which will only be Chal at the Gemara Avodah, which means after he completes the Avodah Samalika with the Malika of the second Simon. So he hasn't done the Malika of both Simonim, as an Olas of Ov requires. So once he does the Malika of the first Simon, and he did a Lamata, that's already a Dovra Nikar. He's already doing a Shinu Mimaisa Ola by doing a Lamata, but the Psul Karban is not yet Chal, and now the Shinu does Amshacha to a Maisa Chatos, which is Simon Echad. So at that point of one Simon, he did number one a Azos Domim Lamata, like a Chatos. He had the Kavanah L'Shem Chatos. He did a Malika of one Simon, like a Malika of a Chatos, and at that point we can freeze the frame and call it Hamshacha, and it becomes a Chatos Ha'ov. And that could be Chal, according to Rav Ashi's logic, before meeting Kol Zman, that the Psul in the Olo is not yet Chal. So that's called Nimsheches V'Naseis Chatos Ha'ov Kodem Shetipasel Mishum Olas Ha'ov. But now let's talk about the reverse. Elo chatos ha'of. Shasol l'malo, kemaisa ola, l'shem ola, is keva diomar mar. We had already, back on Daf Samet Gimel, Malika, in the case of chatos ha'of, is b'chol mokom hikshera. In other words, even though the Malika should be done l'mata, but if he did the mala, but he did, if he did on the Mizbeach l'mala, the chatos ha'of is kshera. And therefore, Michi Molek ba Simon Echad. Now, at this point, when he did the Malik on the first Simon, he had in mind L'Shem Ola. Is at that moment itself is Ifsala, because again, one Simon is a Maisa Chatos, and Chatos Shelo L'Shma is Psula, which we learned back on Daf Samachay Omer Aleph, and it's really just a reflection of the first Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim. And therefore, it becomes already Psula before you can do the Hamshacha. Why? He says, Ki Hadar Molik Be'idach Simon, when he's ready to do the Malika on the second Simon, L'Shem Ola, Heichi Mimshecha, how can you apply the principle of Hamshacha to make it into an Ola Sa'of? It's already been declared as Psula. So therefore, with the Malika of Siman Arishon, L'Shem Ola, we already engender a Psul of Shinui Kodesh, of Shinui Shema. And according to Rav Ashi, the principle of Yeshua cannot apply now because the psul came before the Hamshacha. Only in the case of Olas Ha'ov, Shasol Amata Kimaisa Chatos Shem Chatos, there you can set up the Hamshacha and make it into a Chatos before the psul is Chal. But in the case of Chatos Ha'ov, Shasol Amala Kimaisa Ola Shem Ola, there's no possibility of doing the Hamshacha until he gets the second Simon, and the carbon was already possible. But Torah's Chatos, who was already Psula with the first Simon, which he did Malik on L'Shem Ola.
So now we can go back to Rabbi Yochanan, who said Kachi Atzos Shalom Mishnah. We can take it Kipshuto, we can take it literally. And what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say is that don't expand the Mishnah. The Mishnah only applies, Rabbi Yeshua's principle only applies in Olas Ha'of. That's where he argues with Rabbi Eliezer, but not in Chatas Ha'of. So basically what we're saying is, according to Rav Ashi, the Hamshacha can only take place before the Psul of the Karban. After it's Psul, you can't be Machshir through Hamshacha. It's too late. It's Fafalin. It's gone. Finito. Therefore, in the case of Ola, Shasola, Mata, Kemaisa, Chatas, Shem Chatas, there was no Psul Karban because the Malika Lamata, which passes the Ola, only clinches the Psul with the Malika of Simon Sheni, the second Shi. So before he got to the second Simon in the Malika, there was already Amshacha to make it into a Chatas because he did the Maisa Chatas with Malika Simon Echad, which he did with Azal Lamata. And therefore, before the Psul is Chal, the Amshach already set in. That's not true in the case of Chatos, Sha'asa Lamala, Kamaisa Ola, Shema Ola. There, the Maisa Ola is not implemented until the Malika of the Siman Sheni, but before that, it's already possible B'Toras Chatos Lishma, Shalol Lishma, with the Malika of the first Siman. Gufa, Omer Rabbi Ado Bar Ava, Omer Hayu Rabbi Yeshua Olas Ha'of, Shasa Olamato, Kemaisa Chatos Shem Chatos, Kevin Shemolopo Simon Echot, Nim Sheches Venaseis Chatos Ha'of. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on this whole din of Hamshacha. In other words, according to Rabbi Ado Bar Ava's understanding, Rabbi Yeshua, that the reason why this Ola Sof becomes a Chatos is through the process, the mechanism of Hamshacha. The Gemara is now going to quote a Mishnah Masechta Kinim to attack this Chiddush that the Karban, which is now an Ola, becomes through Hamshacha, is Nefach Lios Chatos. And at this point we assume it means Chatos Mamish. At the end of this whole sugya, the Gemara is going to backtrack on this. So we're going to have a long sugya until finally we get to the punchline. The actual punchline is in the middle of Daf Samaches Amid Aleph, when the Gemara is going to say, Emer de'omer Rabbi Yeshua lafuki midei me'ila but lemesik lo l'shem chova mi'omar. So that's going to be the ultimate punchline, which is right before the next Mishnah. But until we get there, we're going to study a Mishnah in Masechta Kinim. Again, the word ken, or Ken means that he prepares two ofos, Torim Oshne Bnei Yona. Now there are two types of kinim. There's kinim shel chova and kinim shel nedava. Kinim shel chova apply in the case of Yoledes or in the case of a zav. One of the two birds is an of for an ola, the other is an of for a chatos. And then something called Ken Nedava, a person takes it upon himself as a Nedava to be Makrav a Ken. And in such cases, it's got to be Shtei Olos because a Chatos doesn't come in Nedava. Now, the last Masechta in Kodshim is Kinim, and basically the entire Masechta is dedicated to the laws of Tarovis, of mixtures, of Sfeikas in Kinim. Again, it could be Sfeikas because they're different people, and somehow the birds got mixed up. We don't know which bird belongs to whom. It could be a mixture of Chova and Nedava. It could be a mixture of the Chatos and the Ola. Or, for example, Chatos and Olos of other Kinim. All these and others are the subject matter of the Safek and the various Sfeikos in Masechta Kinim. Later on in our sugya, we're going to deal with other cases of Tarovas that are clarified or addressed in Masechta Kinim. And there are many, many interpretations of these Mishnayos. We're going to take the sheet of Rashi that there was no Tarovas of the Kinim themselves, but rather the Tarovas was generated by the Maisa Kohen when he didn't do the Maisa of the kinim the way he was supposed to do it, and the underlying principle, the nidon, in all these cases, the yesod is that these apply dafka in the case of tarovis of chatasof and olasof, because these two karbonos are very similar. They both come, of course, from an oath, whether it be Shtei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yona, whether it's Zecharim or Nekevis. And therefore it's very plausible to have a Taroves between these two Karbonos, the Olas Ha'of and the Chatas Ha'of. Now again, even though there's a certain similarity between the two and they're taken together, but there are fundamental differences in terms of the Asiya, whether it's the Makom Asiya, whether it's Lamal Lamata, the Ofen Asiya, whether it's Malika of two Simonim or one Simon. Now, if you have a suffix in the carbon, then the carbon can't be used for either an ola or a chatas. It's always going to remain a suffix kosher, a suffix posel. And again, that status of suffix kosher, suffix posel applies uniquely to two ofos, to a ken. It would not be possible in tarovis of other carbonos, because they're so different one from the other in their species, in their age. So it's very unlikely that you could bring them together as one and then end up with a suffix. Now, we're going to see that Masechta Kinim always talks about Kinei Noshim, which either means a Yoledes, and therefore she has a Ken Chova, or let's say she took on an Adava to bring two Olos. But in truth, all of Masechta Kinim applies even by Noshim, even in males. For example, a Zav or a Mitzora. Or for example, a Chote Yuschayev, a Karban Olav Yorev, meaning if he's poor, he'll bring Shtei Torim or Shnei B'nei Yona. And for sure, Kinei Nedava would apply to men as it does to women. The Baal Amar says that it's more, how should I say, plausible, no more common, I should say, common, that to be a tarovas in the kingdom of Noshim, like for example the case of Yoledes or Zava, you can even have a case of Yoledes who's a Zava, you can have a case of Chova and Nedava, and a chova means it comes al chait or it comes l'shem tara. In the case of anoshim, the kinim always come l'shem chait or as a result of some tumas negoim or ziva. But in the case of noshim, there are possibilities that the mistake could happen in taroves with yoledes and zava, when the kino is not coming al chet, just leda and ziva, and then we don't remember which is which. So now let's learn the Mishnah in Kinim Toshma. This is the third parak of Kinim, and we're talking about two women that are both obligated in bringing karbonos of. Achas chatos ha'of v'achas olas ha'of. In other words, they were both obligated in a ken chova, but one of them already was makriva es olasa, and all she has left is to be makriva chatos. The other one brought her chatos, and she has to bring an ola. So basically, together, these two ladies are obligated, one in an ola and one in a chatas. The one who's chayav in the ola is because she already brought her chatas. The one who's chayav in the chatas, she already brought her ola. Again, in the Gemara's answer, there's no din of hamshacha because he can't have hamshacha me'adam le'adam, but we don't know that now. So at this point, the Gemara is operating with the assumption that hamshacha is relevant to this Mishnah. And basically what we're going to argue here is that the Bala Sa'ola is Mechuyevis, she has to bring an Ola. And if she would also be obligated in a Chatos, then that Ola could be, if it was brought as a Chatos, Nimsheches Menasis Chatos. That's going to be the focal point of this question on Rabbi Yeshua. But let's assume we're talking about a case where she's Mechuyevas Ola Bilvad. Let's say in the case of an Adova, for example. So these two ladies, one is obligated in a Chatos Ha'of, the other in an Ola Ha'of, brought together in one ken as one pair, and they would kovea that one of these two birds would be a Chatos Lezu, and the other bird would be an Ola for Zu. They brought these two birds now to the Kohen, and V'asa Shteyem L'mala. So in the first case in this Mishnah, he, the Kohen, mistakenly brought both Ofos as if they were Olos, L'mala. And the Mishnah Paskins in such a case that Mechza Kosher, Mechza Posel, knows that Preda that was meant to be a Chatos becomes Psula. The other bird that was designated as an Ola is Kshera, because Lamala is exactly appropriate for a Chatos, for an Ola Sof. Now we get to the Sefer. What's the second case? The Kohen did Shteyam Lamata. He brought them both these birds as Chatos, as Korbonos Chatos. Again, the word Preda means a Benyona or an Oaf. But Shteim Chatos, it means that he did the Malika B'Simon Echad. He did the Hazos Adam Lemata. And all this he did for both of these birds, L'Shem Chatos. Is therefore the Mishnah Paskins Mechza Kosher U'Mechza Posel. That Preda, which was designated as an Ola, becomes Psula, because again everything was done as if were a Chatos. So she's going to have to replace this Ola with a different Ola. But the Kohen. Okay, so that's the case of Shteyan Lamata. He did it both as Chatos, and therefore the Preda that's meant to be an Ola became Psula by result of this Avoda. Now she, who was obligated in Ola, will have to replace it with another Ola. Okay, now we get to the last case of the Mishnah. What did the Kohen do now? He did Achas Lamaila, as if it were an Ola. He did Achas Lamata, as if it were a Chatos. But again, we have a mixture here of Ola and Chatos in this Ken. Ishtem Psulos. What are we worried about? Shani Omer, perhaps, Chatos Kreva Lamala, the one that was designated as a Chatos was brought Lamala, and that passes the Chatos. And the other Preda, which was designated as an Ola, Kreva Lamata. So she is also Psula. And now both these ladies are going to have to bring replacement Karbonos. And this is going to lead the Gemara to the following Kasha. And this Kasha is directed towards Rav Edi's interpretation of Rabbi Yeshua, that there's a din of Hamshacha. Because this Mishnah in Kinim is saying that if he did one Lamala and one Lamata, they're both Psulos, because maybe he took the Ola and he did it Lamata. In fact, the Gemara of Nehi, Nami, the Ola Kreva Lamata, and it's true that the Ola that he was Makav Lamata cannot be an Ola Kshera, but according to Rav Ada, in his interpretation of Yeshua, we should apply Amshacha, is Timshach V'tehevi Chatos Ha'of. This is mamish a case of Amshacha, where with regard to this Ola, he did all the Avodas as if it were a Chatos Ha'of. Now, the Bala Sa'ula, she doesn't need a Chatas, so Chatas doesn't help her. She already brought her Chatas, if you remember that we discussed. But let this Karban Ola, which is now Psul as an Ola, but through Hamshacha could become transformed into a Chatas, let it be Ola L'Shem Chaverta, let it be a fine Karban Chatas for the other woman, because she had a suffix that maybe her Chatas was done Lamala and it was Nifsala, but the one that, and those Mimonavshach, one of the two Karbanis is Kashal Chatas, right? If, let's say, the Chatas that was designated as a Chatas was done Lamata as it was meant to be done, then it's Kshera. If, on the other hand, the Ola was done as a Chatas, then according to the logic of Rav Idi, it's Kshera B'Toras Chatas. The Gemara again doesn't know at this point, that's way down the line, that's futuristic, that it's really possible. So the Gemara now has to find some loophole here, some restrictive limitation rule that Rabbi Yeshua would not apply in this case of Chatas Lezu and Ol Lezu in the Mishnah in Kenan. So the Gemara says the following, Amar di Omer Rabbi Yeshua, when does Rabbi Yeshua say that the Ola Sa'of that was done Lamata as a Chatas can become through Amshacha Chatas, that's only Bechad Gavra. If one person is obligated in an Ola and a Chatas, and the Ola was done Lamata like a Chatas, so the Ola converts itself through Amshacha to be a Chatas, and he fulfills his obligation vis-a-vis Chatas, because he's obligated in a Chatas. But betray Gavri, there are two different people here, and they brought two birds, one as a Chatas and one as an Ola, mi Omar. Did Rabbi Yoshua say that we can apply the principle of Hamshach in this case, that the Ola of this one can become a Chatas for this one? After all, this one, the second one, who wants it as a Chatas, he doesn't have any Bailus, he doesn't have any Chelek in this Karban. It was an Ola. His Chelek was only a Chatas. Now you're going to tell me that he becomes the Bailim of the Ola as a Chatas through Hamshacha? How could he fulfill his obligation of a Chatas when this Karban is not his Karban? And basically, you can't say Hamshacha in this case to make it into a Chatas, but rather it remains an Ola Psula. Toshma. Now we look at a different Mishnah in Masechta Kinim. We were learning in the third parak Mishnah Gimel. Now we're up to Mishnah Dalet, and we're talking about two women who are obligated. One of them has to bring three predos, and the other has to bring one predo. So we're talking about two Kinim, two pairs of two. So let's go through this. One was obligated in a ken, which is an Ola and a Chatos. And then she took upon herself to bring Benedova an Ola Sa'of. Because again, Nedova has to be an Ola. The other woman was obligated to Ken Shlema, meaning an Ola and Chatos. And then, because she violated some sort of an Avera, she has to bring an Ola Chatos. So each one of these two women has to bring three birds. One, they both have to bring an Ola and a Chatos. One of them has to bring a third bird as an Ola, and the other one has to bring a third bird as a Chatos. So all told, they have to bring six birds between the two of them. And again, these six birds would split into three and three. Three Olas and three Chatos. And none of these two women are obligated in three Chatos or three Olas. Both of them are obligated in one Ola and one Chatos. One of them is obligated in another Ola, which means two Olas and one Chatos. The other one is obligated in additional Chatos, which means two Chatos and one Ola. And they went ahead and they designated three Kenim, three pairs of birds. The first Ken, they were Koveya one Predo Lechatos, and one Predo Liola. That's a designated Ken. That's kind of a classic Ken. So one of these two ladies has in the first ken a chatos, the other lady has an ola. Then they went ahead and they took another ken, the second pair, stuma. In other words, they didn't designate which bird is for the chatos or which bird is for the ola. Then in the third ken, miforeshes, they specified at the time of the lekicha that one preda, one of the birds is a chatos, and the other preda is an ola. This third ken different than the first ken? In the first ken, they went with the kvius, with the designation all the way. They set up one as a chatos for this lady, we'll call her Rachel, and the other as an ola for this lady, we'll call her Leah. In the third pair, the third ken, which was Mefureshes, they designated one bird as a chatos and the other as an ola, but they didn't designate the names Rachel and Leah. In other words, which one is designated for a chatos or which one for an ola. So what we have here is two olos and two chatos, which are mefurashos. We also have the ken stuma. Now the kohen should have been makriv the olos lamala and the chatos lamata. And in the case of ken stuma, he should have been makriv one of them lamala as an ola and the other lamata as a chatos. But he made a mistake. And the Mishnah actually explains his mistake. He thought that they were all olos, and therefore asas kulam lemala. So what's the din in this case? Is mechza, two of the olos that are furashos, and one other bird from the ken stuma are kosher. Umechza, but there are two chatos, and then one of the two predos in the ken stuma is also a chatos, posel, because they were done lamala, shelo kedinam. Now they'll have to bring chatos, three chatos will have to be brought, because he did kulam lamala. So the kulam lamala covers the three olos, but not the three chatos, they're psulos. Now we get to the second case in this Mishnah. The kohen made a mistake, and he thought that they were all chatos. Therefore he did all of them lamata. Is now mechza kosher, mechza posel. In other words, the shtei chatos, which are mefurashos, and one of the two chatos from the stuma, kasha, those three chatos are ksherim because he did it lamata, thinking they were all chatos. But mechza, with regard to the two olos, and one preda in the kan stuma, which is meant to be an ola, is posel. Why? Because he did the avoda lamata, shalo kedinam. And now they're going to have to replace the three olos that they were obligated to bring. Now we have a third scenario. Asas chetzion lemala vechetzion lemata. So half of these kinim he did lemala like olos, and half he did lemata like chatos. It means that each ken he did one preda lemala, one preda lemata, and he didn't distinguish between this one that he did lamala as an ola and this one that he did lamata as a chatas. Is enok shera ela hastuma. We can only salvage the stuma. Why is that? The shtei kinim mefurashos, in which case each bird in each one of these kinim is an ola, and the other one is a chatos, they all become posel, because we don't know what he did. It could very well be that he was makriv the ola lamata, and the chatos lamala. And that we discussed already in the previous Mishnah. But the ken stuma is kshera, because no matter which one he did lamala, which one he did lamata, both of these birds are ksheros. We don't know, again, which one is Ola Liola, which are these two birds, which one is Ola Lachatos, which one belongs to Rachel, which one belongs to Leah. So therefore they can make a Tanai. Rachel and Leah could, so to speak, form a cartel together. Mischalekes Beinehem. What are they going to do? They're going to buy another can, and they'll make the following Tanai. If the Ola of the original Stuma was brought for me, and the Chattas were brought for you, then now we're going to bring a Chattas for me and an Ola for you. If the Chattas was brought for me and the Ola was brought for me, then now we're going to bring an Ola for you and a Chattas for... an Ola for me and a Chattas for you. So basically, to summarize, with regard to all these six Predos, only two are salvageable from the Kan Stuma, because in the other two Kinim that were Mefurashos, we don't know which one of the two, whether it was the Ola or the Chattas that he did Lamalo or Lamata, and that becomes a Sofe, and that has to be replaced. So the four Predos have to be replaced. Two for the first Ken, which would mean an Ola for this one, Rachel, and a Chattas for this one, and two for the third Ken, which was the Ken HaMefureshes. And now the Gemara asks the following kasha, based on the halacha of Hamshacha. The Gemara says that here in the Mishnah, they're going to have to replace four of the birds, and only two are salvageable, the two of the Stuma. Why is that so? Says the Gemara. If the Kohen did Chetzin Lamal and Chetzin Lamata, why do you insist that only the Kan Stuma is Kshera? Ve'ilu Mefurashim Lo, the first and the third kinim, which were Mefurashim, and you have the chash that maybe the Ola was Nikrav Lamata and the Chattas Lamala, Amai. Nehi Nami, it's true that the Ola Krave Lamata, if the Kohen in fact brought the Ola Lamata, and therefore the Ola cannot be Kshera, but according to Rav Adavarava, the game is not lost. The ship didn't sink. Why? We can apply the din of Hamshacha. V'tehevi l'chata sa'of. Again, in the first Ken, where there's one chatas for Zu, for this one, for Rachel, and the other is an Ola for this one, for Leah, we've already established in the previous Teretz that in such a case of Trey Gavri, Rabbi Yeshua would not apply the principle of Hamshacha to make the Ola into a chatas to salvage the other Bailin. And therefore we understand very well that that Ken is completely psula. But why not? But with regard to the Ken Mefureshes, why can't we apply the principle of Hamshacha? Because in the third case, the Ken Mefureshes, they never designated which one of the two birds is a chatas for which one of these two ladies, which one of the Ola is an Ola for which one of these two ladies. So that even if they went ahead and they took the Ola, the Kohen took the Ola, and he did it Lamata, why not do the Hamshacha and convert the Ola into a Chatos, and that should be Ola Lechovas Bala Chatos. That she was Makrav Chatos, and her Chatos was brought Lamala and it was Nifsala, but now the other bird, which was an Ola that was done Lamala, it was done Lamata, excuse me, with Elashem Chatas, could now become a Chatas. In other words, from the six birds, we could be Maksha three out of the six, two for Chatos, and one for an Ola. A Chatas and Ola from the Ken Stuma, and one Chatas from the Ken Mefureshes, where they didn't designate the names of the Bailim, who gets the Chatas and who gets the Ola. So they don't have to replace it with four Predos, with four birds, but rather three alone should do. Two Olos and one Chatas. In other words, it would be a Ken Shlema of an Ola and a Chatas, plus another Ola to be Mashlim for the Ken Mefureshes, where the Chatas itself was Ksheira, but the Ola was Psula. And the Olos and the Chatos were clearly Mikol Echad Yesh Karban Echad Lezu, the Karban Echad Lezu. So at this point in the presentation, the Gemara says, well, maybe the Mishnah in Kinim does not represent the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. So there's no reason to completely undermine the Shita of Rabbi Adav or Av and his explanation of Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe the Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And that's what the Gemara says, V'chitema ha deloki Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua. That's no great problem, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, they would only need to bring three pradels and not four. Umi matzis amrit hachi toshmano is going to prove from a different Mishnah, Masech Tekinim, that brings Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, that these Mishnayis as one whole reflect the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore we're not allowed, we don't have the option of saying that our Mishnah is not in line with Rabbi Yeshua. Mishnah says, Ha'isha sha'omra harei olai ken. She accepts upon herself an adava to bring two birds. Im eled zachar. Apparently it was common practice that a pregnant woman would say that if she gives birth to a male, she'll bring two ophos as an adava. Now this ken, which is a ken adava, is made up of two olos. And then Yolda Zachar, she in fact gave birth to a Zachar. Now, as the Oledes, she has to bring a Ken that's made up of an Ola and a Chatas. So therefore, maybe Meviyah Shtei Kinim, Achas L'Nidra, one is made up of two Olos as a Nidava, V'Achas L'Chovaso, Yoledes has to bring a Ken on Leidoso, and this Ken is made up of one Chatas and one Ola. The son of L'Kohen, HaKohen Tzorech L'Soson, Sholosh Lamala, the Achas Lamata. Notice three out of these four birds are Olos, and therefore three have to be done Lamala. Again, why three are Olos? Because two are for her neder, as a Kan Nedova, and one is for her Chatas, for her Olas Yoledes. Now the other obligatory bird as a Yoledes is a Chatos, an Achas Lamata. Now the Mishnah is going to describe various mistakes that were done in these Karbanos. And with each additional mistake, she's going to have to bring an extra bird. So in the first case, now again, just to review, you know, the basics of the din of Yoledes. So a Yoledes, if she gives birth to a Zachar Nekeva, She has to count, in the case of a Zohar, 7 days. In the case of a Nekeva, 14 days. Afterwards, all her dam are considered dam tohar. And she gets, in the case of a Zohar, she gets 33 days of Tara. In the case of a Nekeva, she gets 66 days of Tara. After that period of time, 40 for a Zohar, the birth of a boy, and 80 for the birth of a girl, she has to bring a kan of two birds. One is going to be an ola, and one is going to be a chatas. Okay. Now the Mishnah goes ahead and lists 7 different scenarios of mistakes. In the first scenario, she's going to have to bring one extra preda. In the second scenario, 2. In the third, 3. And this goes on and on until the 7th, where she has to bring 7 different birds. Some say even 8 different birds. So let's go through the first one. The first one is Lo Asa Ken. So Lo Asa Ken, if the Kohen didn't do what he was supposed to do, and be makriv 3 of the birds as an ola and 1 as a chatos, meaning 3 lamala and 1 lamata, ela osa shtaim lamalu shtaim lamata. Notice he thought that these were a kine chova, one as a yoledes and the other as a zava. Maybe she was a zava, and a zava has to bring a kan of an ola and a chatos, and one for Leda. So therefore he thought it was 2 and 2, 2 chatos and 2 olos. Velo nimlach, He didn't ask her if he was right about this. So in his mistaken impression, he did an extra chatos in place of an ola, because she had to bring three olas and one chatos, so he did two olas and two chatos, so she's missing one ola. Is tzricha shetovi od preda achas v'takrivena lemala. So in this case, she's going to have to bring a carbon ola because she's missing one carbon ola, and that has to be nikrav lemala. And that's the case. Well, so now the Mishnah qualifies that. That's only in the case of two kinim mimin echad. In other words, they were both torim, or they were both bnei yona, doves, turtle doves, and therefore she brings one preda as a korban ola from that min that she brought beforehand. However, mishnei minim, the Mishnah continues, if there were two kinim that she brought from two different minim, one of them was torim and the other one was bnei yona, we don't know which kan was brought second, is now tovi shtayim. Now she has to bring two different predos. One tar and the other ben yona. And the reason for that is because the Mishnah says in Kinim in the second parak that ein mevi'im tar keneged ben yona velo ben yona keneged tar. I mean, a kain has to be from one min and not from two minim. And since she has to bring shtei kinim mishnei minim, the kain that the carbon was, that the coin was makriv rishona first, and he did one lamala and one lamata, that's fine. That was also lechovasa. But the second kain, which is coming lenidra, and again, we always assume that the coin had in mind the first ken should be l'chovoso, because that's more urgent, more pressing. Anyway, when we get to the second ken, which is l'nidra, here, the preda that he brought l'mata as a chatos became psula, and now she has to bring another preda as an ola, because she was obligated in three olos, and now he did it as two chatos, so that she's missing, as we said before, one ola. Now, if the ken shnia, the second ken, was torim, and one tar was posel, and she has to bring another one as an ola, so she could just replace that tar with another one. But if that ken was made up of bnei yona, and one ben yona became psula, then she has to bring a ben yona. So because of the suffix, she doesn't know whether to bring a tar or a ben yona, she has to bring both a tar and a ben yona. So here's where we jack it up to two predos that she has to bring instead of just one, because it was from two minim. Now we have a case where she's going to have to bring three birds. Parasha Nidra. In other words, she doesn't know which min was Pirsha. When she declared this neder to take upon herself to bring in a dova, which means two olos, she actually designated the fulfillment of the neder as restricted either to Torim or Bnei Yona. She doesn't remember which. So now she has to bring this suffix, Lenidra, in order to fulfill the Nidra from both meaning. And therefore she's going to have to bring three more predos. Now, the sugya goes on. I was hoping to get to the next Mishnah on Daf Samaches, but I see that the hour is late. So even though we're sort of stopping, you know, smack in the middle, we're up to Pirsha Nidra, which you'll see is about two lines up before Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis ends. So we have to finish up on Samach Zayin Amid Beis, and then try to prove that these Mishnayos in Kinim reflect the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua is actually quoted in the Mishnah. We'll get to that a little bit later on Daf Samaches Amid Aleph. And then finally, to reinterpret the original Rav Ada's interpretation, Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua never meant to say that through Amshacha you could be Machshir the carbon as a chatos, but only you could be mafkia me'ila. And that's going to come at the end of the sugi before the next Mishnah on Samaches, Omen Aleph, so Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow.